There's going to be a magic number hanging out there for the next few slides, which is going to be 100 for the purpose of illustration. We'll change it from 100 later on. And we're going to do arithmetic modulo 100, which means that you just drop everything but the last two digits. So when we write 12 times 12, we're just going to say the answer is 44. We just don't care about anything above the from the hundreds place on. So if you took those two big numbers that we had before and multiply them together, you get this answer. But as far as we're concerned, that's just 47. It's just the last two digits because we're doing arithmetic modulo 100. Okay, we just forget about all the rest. This is sort of like clock arithmetic, you know, where it doesn't matter how many times around the dial you go. Now, if you actually wanted to do this multiplication, subject to this rule that we only care about the last two digits, you know, we could save ourselves a lot of trouble, because if you just multiply 23 by 89, you get 2047, and you drop everything but the last two digits, and you get the right answer. You see that? It doesn't matter what you're multiplying by what in the hundreds place, because that's only going to affect the hundreds places and to the left in the answer. Right? You're going to get modulo 100, that is, where you're only worried about the last two digits. In this multiplication, you're going to get the same last two digits, whatever all of these digits are, and whatever all of these digits are. It's only the last two digits here and the last two digits here that are going to make any difference in what the last two digits are in the product. So you can compute huge modular powers by using that trick, only saving the last two digits, and also by using this other trick of repeated squaring. So suppose you wanted to compute 17 to the 65 power. Again, always just keeping the last two digits. 17 to the 65 power. So here's what you do. You compute 17 squared and just save the last two digits. That turns out to be 89. And then you compute 17 to the fourth, which is this number by itself, which turns out to give you just 21, leaving everything but the last two digits. Then you'd square that, multiply this number by itself. So that's 21 by itself, which gives you 41. Multiply this number by itself, it gives you 17 to the 16th power is 81. The 32nd power is 61. The 64th power is 21. And then this one, to get to the 65th power, you'd have to multiply this by 17. So you'd have 21 times 17, and that gives you 57. Always just keeping the last two digits. Okay, so you don't actually need to do 64 multiplications to compute this thing. You can do it with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 multiplications in this case by using this trick called repeated squaring. Okay, so computing big powers is actually, you can actually do faster than you might think it was. Anybody want to say what the, if the exponent is n up here, like 65 is, you know, n in this case, how many multiplications you need to do following this sort of repeated squaring thing to get the answer? So you go from 1 to 2 to 4 to 8 to 16 to 32 to 64.
Is that a familiar pattern? 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64.
So you see these things here? You know, these exponents you get. First you can get 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64. What are those? You've basically got to do this as many times as you have to raise 2 to the power, to that power of, in order to get up to the number that you're trying to get to. So we were trying to get up to 65, which is about 2 to the 8th power. So we had to do, as it turned out, 7 of these multiplications. It's going to turn out to be, if the number were around 1,000, if the exponent were around 1,000, that's 2 to the 10th power. Remember we did that 1024 is 2 to the 10th. So you could do it at between, actually between 10 and 20 of these multiplications is all you need to compute one of these things to the thousandth power. So the bottom line anyway, all you need to know for now is that you can compute huge powers relatively quickly if you use this repeated squaring trick.